Joining us now, it's a pleasure to introduce my next guest. Very grateful for his time, State Senator Donnie Chastain. He sits, folks, in the very southeastern corner of the state, kind of opposite way of us here, Mobile. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you for making time for us. First off, the COVID experience, you dealt with it.
Yes.
Any of that change your outlook on the way this is being handled or what should be done?
Well, I tell you, I had the virus the first 2 weeks of November, Jeff, and I consider myself a healthy man, but that's the sickest I've ever been in my life. After having the virus, you learn to have a different outlook and a respect for it. And, you know, you just have to take precautions. Fortunately, as I had it, my wife caught it from me. And, we tried to quarantine. I tried to quarantine in separate, but, you know, living in the house together, she got it. Fortunate for her, the only way she knew she had it was she lost her taste and smell. So, you know, it's what's interesting, I think, is how it affects people differently, you know?
Yeah, because there's, and I guess the typical policy response is, you know, government's not really equipped to do it specialized. It's a one-size-fits-all approach. It's got to make it difficult to look at what should the solution be until we get the vaccine widely administered, since it impacts people so differently and they don't even realize they had had it, how do you really contain this thing?
Right. And, you know, I mean, and it's everywhere, you know, I mean, I was listening to Dr. Scott Harris, last Friday night on Capital Journal and, you know, his concerns are just like ours, you know, it's everywhere. But one of the concerns, Jeff, that I think we're facing in the state right now is the lack of vaccines. You know, they talked about the allocation that we were supposed to receive. And, you know, I think we've gotten maybe half of that. And then the points of distribution, you know, I think there's a plan underway today to try and have more points of distribution to administer the vaccine. But until we can get enough vaccines, you know, it doesn't matter how many points of distribution you have for the shot, you got to have the shot, you know. And so that's just some issues, I think, that we're having to work through with, you know, during this time.
Yeah, and Dr. Scott Harris, on that same program you just mentioned, it looks like we lost the senator there. We're going to try to get him back here in just a moment. What I was going to say is the CDC has says one thing about the way Alabama's handling the virus and what the reality is. And I want to see if we got him. We got you back here, Senator?
Yes, I'm back. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. The CDC says one thing, that the state's not handling the vaccinations real well, but Dr. Scott Harris, the same program you just mentioned on Capital Journal, said, they're not receiving our data properly.
Exactly.
That seems to be that's a problem as well, these mixed messages and really knowing right. And having an idea of what's exactly going on.
Well, I was receiving several calls last week from constituents and messages on Facebook regarding our, you know, the health department's not administering or not following the guidelines. So I visited the health department and I talked with the staff and, you know, these health departments are doing the very best they can do. And when they're booking appointments, you know, they have to put out so many vials per number of appointments and it takes an hour for each vial to thaw. And if someone doesn't show up for appointment, they miss several appointments during the day, you know, they're doing the responsible thing and they're calling people and getting them to, you know, to come get the shot. And, we don't want to waste any vaccines. And I think they're doing a very good job of being responsible and getting it out rather than letting the vaccine go to waste.
Well, here's a question for you. You mentioned the shortage of vaccines and the state not getting its allotment, and this may not mm-hmm. be something you would necessarily handle at the legislative level, but is there anything the state ought to do to say, hey, you guaranteed us this amount. Well, what's going on here? What is the tool chest, if you will, for the state of Alabama to say, that we're getting shortchanged here.
Well, I don't know legislatively if there's anything we can do. I just think that we need to, you know, have an open line of communication with the Fed and find out what the problem is and where the shortfall is, because it's my understanding that, you know, again, what we were allocated for, we've received about half of those doses. So where's the disconnect? And I think that's what we need to know as a state. You know, we're getting these bad reports from CDC, you know, but you can only administer what you have, you know.
Yeah, and it does seem to be a just kind of this contradiction. We'll see if it resolves itself, but that does seem to be the root of the problem. What about this component with the hotline, the Alabama Department of Public Health? Are you hearing from your constituents about that? That always busy. It's not functioning right. That something needs to be done to shore that up.
That's been a disaster. I've had calls, as you said, from constituents. I had one lady told me she called, dialed 194 times, never got through. Others the same thing, you know. So, that's been a, you know, didn't work. For whatever reason, I don't know, poor planning or what, but you know, you tell these people to call and this hotline to get an appointment. Well, you know, they're going to do it. And there was a lot of frustration on the part of people that I talked with about not being able to get through. So they started calling the health department. And here's another glitch in that is that when someone got through to the health department, I mean, to that hotline, I don't think they were asking, according to what I was told, they weren't asking questions. Where are you in the criteria, you know, 1A, 1B, or so forth? And so they could get an appointment, and the health department workers told me they had people that got booked through the 800 number that didn't fall into the current guidelines. And that's where some of the people outside heard these others were coming in getting shots that didn't meet the criteria for the guidelines of 1A and 1B.
Well, tell me, part of your district is very, very rural. Does that seem to be playing any, having any impact, reaching people with these county health departments?
No. I was in last Friday, and the administrator showed me her appointment list, and they were open yesterday on a holiday giving vaccines, and, you know, her Monday list was absolutely packed. There wasn't an open appointment on it, and this was a rural, you know, Geneva County is a rural county.
Joined by State Senator Donnie Chastain here on the program. Senator's talked about some other things, obviously, here, 2 weeks away from the legislative session. Any anticipations, any thoughts on, particularly under these circumstances, and what you're going to be dealing with?
Well, you know, we don't know what lies ahead, Jeff. I think we have a good plan in place, you know, to come in on the 2nd and work for 2 weeks and then take a week off and assess our protocol, you know, and make sure we're doing things right and not putting any members or staff or anyone else that has access or comes in at risk. And that's top priority. I mean, we're going to take care of the business of the state, but our, you know, we got to take care of the health of the people that are here in session.
It sounds like you go 2 weeks and then take that third week off and then go come back or reevaluate and then go from there.
Right.
There's a lot the legislature is going to be tasked with this year. Right. How realistic is it to think that a lot of this is going to get done given the way you're going to have to conduct business?
You know, I wish I could answer that for you. You know, we're basically looking at trying to get what was left on the table last year when we adjourned, and new legislation coming up this year. So I, you know, again, as we navigate through this, it's just going to be a week by week work in progress is the best way I would sum it up.
And one would assume, how are you going to, what do you think is the priorities going to be? I would assume that obviously the budgets are going to be the top or one of the top priorities because they're constitutionally mandated, but maybe also codifying some of the governor's executive orders regarding taxation. That seems to be maybe some of the things you'll be working on in the very early stages.
I think that some priority bills for us will obviously be the limited liability bill, obviously for, you know, not being able to sue, a business, say you caught coronavirus there, the economic incentives for commerce, and then the other is passing legislation that would not require the stimulus checks to be state taxed on. And I think those are three priority bills coming in.
Well, it's something we're going to watch, but then you have all the other the things we talk about, it seems like, on that annual basis, medical marijuana, gambling. And then on top of that, at some point this year, probably I would assume in a special session later in the year, you got reapportionments you got to deal with.
That's exactly right. So it's going to be, I'm sure we'll probably have a special session on reapportionment, but this is, going to be a really packed session in trying to get, legislation, key legislation that legislators are working on that they'd like to see get passed, and then these priority legislations and the budgets.
Senator, so this not as relevant to this listening audience, but I think it's one that's tangentially relevant, I suppose. And we talked about it before when I've had the opportunity to talk to you. This route, Highway 167, stretches from Troy to the Florida state line, but four-laning a part of it, getting another county in Alabama four-lane access to an interstate highway is one of Governor Ivey's priorities, and it's true here. Tell us, can you give us an update on that? It looks like, I can tell, there is some progress being made.
Well, we received a $450,000 federal bill grant last year to basically do a cost analysis of that project from, the state line to Enterprise. And so, that's kind of the beginning phase of this as we, as we work toward getting that four-lane access. But something I think that is going to happen before this will happen would be Highway 52. From Highway 167 in Hartford into the Houston County line. That's approximately 11 miles. And again, that would provide four-lane access from a rural county into the Dothan area, which is the hub of, the economic activity in the Wiregrass.
Yeah, because I think I talked to the mayor of Dothan not too long ago. That is where – the population increases by a significant percentage during the day because people go to work in Dothan and then they go back to Geneva County or Dale County or yeah. Henry County or wherever.
Exactly. That's where they spend their money and that's where they go to work, by automobile, shop, eat. That's in the best interest of Dothan to be able to provide easier access into the city of Dothan from the outlying areas. And I'm excited. I feel like we're making progress on the 52 part of the road project. And the governor's working with us, and I appreciate her help because, as you said earlier, it was her goal to help rural counties with their infrastructure issues, providing four-lane access. And that would be a really big step for and it's a partnership too. And that's what's been really encouraging about this is, we tend to, in the last few years in the Wiregrass, we've gotten out of our silos and realized that, again, as I said, Dothan is a hub for economic and medical and all kind of activity. But, if it's good for Dale County or Geneva County, it's ultimately going to be good for Dothan. And, Matt Parker, the Dothan Area Chamber, they've been really helpful in helping us, with the data that we need for this project, Mayor Saliba as well. And also, we have an opportunity for a new business in the Geneva County Industrial Park that, I'm hoping we can have an announcement on within the next couple of months that would, again, bring jobs into Geneva County.
And we'll wrap it up on this. It really is. We're starting to see some of the fruits of the Rebuild Alabama Act around the state.
Well, absolutely. We're having more rural county roads paved in my district than we've had in years. And, you know, it's good to see those, you know, it's good for the taxpayers to see their money working for them, you know. And I think that was a fear early on, is that, you know, we're going to pass legislation for a gasoline tax, and, you know, my constituents are not going to have to get a benefit from it. Well, they're seeing it firsthand now, and that's good.
So here, we got to leave it there. We're up against a break, but thanks for making time for us, and let's talk again real soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jeff.
That was Senator Donnie Chastain, Geneva County, actually, joining us.